Hello and welcome to another episode of Scientists in the Pub. I'm Andy Roost. Today I'm chatting to Dr. Suze Kundu, who obtained her PhD in materials chemistry from UCL. Her research there focused on the development of a material that uses solar energy to split water molecules, creating hydrogen and oxygen gases. The hydrogen can then be stored and used to generate electricity. Suze is also a keen science communicator and is currently bridging the gap between the lab and the classroom on the Inspire programme here at Imperial College. Suze, I'd like to just first ask you about your research. I imagine it's quite difficult to split hydrogen and oxygen up in water. Just wondering, how do you go about this?
Okay, so the premise behind it is that if we could use two of our greatest natural resources on the planet, sunlight energy and water, we can use that solar energy to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. We can store the hydrogen and use that as a fuel. When you burn the hydrogen, it's three times more energetic than methane, so already you're kind of like pushing it up in terms of the amount of energy you're going to get out of one of the normal fuels that we use. But what's really key here is that when you burn hydrogen, all you get is water. So you start with water and you end with water, and it's basically a vehicle for this solar energy. Now the problem is that the water can't do it by itself, otherwise the sea would be fizzy and a little bit explosive. So what we needed to do is find some kind of middleman to capture that solar energy and push it onto water molecules. I've been using a well-established photocatalyst called titanium dioxide. The energy from the sun falls onto it, it creates some charged species, and these can then oxidize and reduce the water to create oxygen and hydrogen. The titanium dioxide at the moment can only really use a tiny sliver of the amount of sunlight that is falling to the earth. So my research was based on kind of optimizing this material. So I've been chucking a whole load of nanoparticles into it to try and alter the way that it behaves so that we can effectively push up the proportion that we're using of the solar spectrum. We're not just relying on the tiny bit of UV light.
I'd like to move on to your science communication activities. So I've mentioned in the intro that you're involved in the Inspire program. And this aims to get proper scientists into schools so school kids can see science at work and what scientists do. Would you mind explaining a bit more about this? What sort of activities do you get up to with these, with the school kids?
Okay, so generally, most of the people that are on the Inspire programme are postdocs. Some are postgraduate, but they have to have done a master's, so they've done some novel research. Now, the point of Inspire is that we do the PGCE as we're working with our partner school. It's a 9-month programme, and what we do is we try and bring elements of our research into the classroom. So we try and shoehorn cutting-edge science ideas into the curriculum so that rather than having kids learning about an aspect of physics or an aspect of chemistry that seems quite abstract to them, we try and apply actual applications to that, and then we try and get some kind of pared down demos that the kids can do that is really closely related to the science that's going on in research labs all over the country at the moment.
I would have loved something like that when I was a kid. Have you got any exciting examples of past projects that you've conducted?
We have these special workshop type activities that are based on our research. I'm going to be doing dye sensitized solar cells, but I'm going to be using different coloured teas to power some solar cars. So the kids are going to soak this titanium dioxide solar cell into their specific colour of tea, create a solar cell using an iodide triiodide electrolyte, and then they're going to connect it to a coloured car that relates to the colour of the tea that they've used. We're then going to race the cars to see which colour is the most efficient and therefore which of those teas is absorbing the most sunlight. So that's one of the things I've done through Inspire. I think what we do with our schools is we do try and get involved with the whole community in sharing science. So what I did earlier this week was a Christmas lecture on cocktail chemistry for the parents of the school that I'm partnered with at the moment. So we had a whole load of them in, and I went through some of the physics and chemistry principles behind different drinks, why we use certain glassware, why temperature is important, the effect of bubbles on drinks, and then we did the good old shaken versus stirred debate with samples for the old vodka martini.
Of course, the samples are very important in that case. You definitely want the samples.
Parents enjoyed the samples. Yeah, they really did appreciate the samples.
Yeah, I bet. And that's really great as well, because it looks like you've tailored the kind of learning. For the kids, there's that competitive element with the racing cars and they want to, you know, beat their friends. But with the adults, you've obviously gone for the cocktail theme.
I've gone for what I would have appreciated at different ages. So at the kids' age, it was all about kind of cars and Lego and, yeah, I'm going to beat my friends at this. Obviously, these days, it's probably more booze-based, yeah.